Here we are, time for the Did You Know Show. Myself with Trevor Grady doing a little switch up right here. You know who's going to start it off? Trevor Grady.
Alrighty,
let's kick us off right here.
Yeah. All right. Well, did you know, Noah, that the human eye can see objects millions of miles away?
Millions of miles? How do they? Can you even technically see millions of miles?
So it doesn't feel like you can. Like it doesn't feel like you can see that far.
Right.
And the main reason why it doesn't feel that way is because our ability to perceive an object is based not only on its size and proximity, but also the brightness of the source.
Okay.
And practically speaking, our sight is mainly hindered by factors such as the Earth's curvature. Because anytime you want to see something super far away, you can only really see about 3 miles away before the horizon kind of starts to dip. There's also atmospheric conditions and reasons why you can't see things super far away looking on Earth's level. But the a trip outside on a clear night allows you to see the faint haze of the Andromeda Galaxy up in the sky. And so that's kind of the reason why they believe that you can see things this far away, because that galaxy is 2.6 million light years into space.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's also massive and super bright. But you're still able to see it with it being that far away. So they kind of theorized that if there were conditions where you could see things that far away on like a flat level on Earth,
you
still
be
could
able to.
If it was that big enough and that bright enough.
I guess that makes sense. I guess so. Your eyes, it's really not your eyes that are limited. It's the objects that are obviously that far off, because they'd have to be huge if they're that far off. But, that's kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
So I got another little heist one, because I like the heists
like
and the thieves and stuff. This one's pretty recent. This happened in 2017.
Wow.
So not that long ago. It is the Nutella and Kinder chocolate egg heist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Someone stole a whole lot of chocolate.
I don't blame them.
So August 2017, these thieves were in the town of Neustadt, Germany, and they stole a refrigerated truck filled with up to 20 tons of Nutella and Kinder chocolate eggs. I'm guessing that, I don't know, Easter-ish time over there. I'm not exactly sure. But, yeah, a bunch of the chocolate right there. The sugar haul had estimated worth of about $80,000.
Wow.
It led the law enforcement there in Germany to go and warn all the citizens in the area that if there's anybody out there selling large quantities of chocolate, that you needed to be aware of it and contact the police immediately if they're selling large quantities of chocolate. Funny thing is right around the same time period, there was 30 tons of fruit stolen. I'm sorry, it was the same weekend, actually. 30 tons of fruit was stolen in a town called Wittenberg, about 260 miles northeast of the old hazelnut spread that got stolen as well. So are they just trying to make one of the cheapest and biggest fruit chocolate smoothies? I don't know.
Those had to be related, right?
Weekend. Who else is going to go steal a buttload of fruit?
That's crazy.
Or chocolate truck. I don't know. But yeah, that happened in 2017. That's pretty, I mean, I know it's not worth a lot of money. I mean, 80 grand is a lot of money.
Right.
But still.
Relative, yeah.
To today's heists.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just going to go steal a whole bunch of chocolate, Nutella, and fruit? I don't know.
That's crazy. I mean.
Just can't fathom that, dude.
Like, I have had times where I've been, you know, craving some chocolate.
Yeah, you're craving some chocolate if you're going to go steal 20 tons of it.
I don't know if I've ever been on that level before. All right, well, that'll do it for the Did You Know Show today. Thanks, Noah, for kicking us off and letting me go first. It was a fun show today. We got two more shows left this week, and we'll see you tomorrow at 2:45 p.m.